This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to talk about one of the strangest realms in all of science, the quantum theory. And we'll ask a question: is it possible to be dead and alive at the same time? Is it possible to walk through walls? Is it possible that time can speed up and slow down? Well, normally you would say, bah, humbug, that's ridiculous. That's the stuff you see on Twilight Zone. But that's the world of modern physics. Now, why should you care? Because our entire society is based on quantum physics. The transistor, the computer, the internet, the laser, all of them are based on this bizarre theory that violates everything you know about common sense, about being two places at the same time, about being dead and alive simultaneously. But with us today to wade through some of this is a physicist, Professor Paul Halpern, Professor of Physics at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia, and author of a series of books, Synchronicity, the Epic Quest to Understand the Quantum Nature of Cause and Effect, about the physicist Wolfgang Pauli, and also the psychoanalyst Carl Jung. And another book about Richard Feynman, The Quantum Labyrinth, how Richard Feynman and John Wheeler revolutionized time and reality. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. And on Facebook, we now have 4 million fans on Facebook and about 1 million fans on Twitter. So once again, today, we're going to discuss the nature of reality itself. What is real? And why should you even care, given the fact that modern technology, the internet, telecommunications, GPS, laser beams, satellites, all of that depends upon this bizarre theory called the quantum theory. But with us today, once again, is Paul Halpern, Professor of Physics at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia, author of the book Synchronicity and the Quantum Labyrinth. Well, Paul, let me ask you a question. When you were a young kid once, what first got you interested in science, and in particular, something as abstract as physics?
Well, when I was a child, I discovered, first of all, that I was pretty good at mathematics, but I was also fascinated by nature and fascinated by the universe. And what sparked my interest was reading a lot of science fiction. I read people such as Isaac Asimov and Ray Bradbury, and started to dream about other planets, other worlds, other possibilities. People like Robert Heinlein, who described a four-dimensional house, and things that seemed crazy. But then I started to realize that there were theories in physics that matched up with some of these ideas, matched up with ideas that the world is four-dimensional, including time. And I began to look into some of these things. Also went to a lot of museums, and that sparked my interest in physics as well.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the quantum world. Quantum is a sexy world. There's even a bank with the name of quantum. There's quantum technologies, quantum stocks, quantum medicine. And if you're into New Age, everything is quantum. But let's talk about, well, what does it mean, and why did you write books about it? First of all, we have the common sense world. The common sense world says that you cannot be two places at the same time. Duh. That's just common sense. Common sense says you cannot be dead and alive simultaneously. Common sense says you cannot walk through a brick wall. That's the Newtonian world. That's the world called objective reality. The common sense world that a rock is a rock is a rock. Now, explain to us how the quantum world differs from the common sense world of objective reality, and why should we care?
Well, Isaac Newton in the 18th century came up with a series of equations that describes how particles move, how they interact along with forces. So if you have a set of particles and you have forces, which are pushes and pulls that affect the particles, you can predict what happens to those particles. Now, shortly thereafter, a French mathematician named Pierre Laplace came up with something called Laplace's demon. So this demon is not a real creature or a horrific creature, but rather a thought experiment, imagining a demon that knew somehow all the positions and the speeds of everything in the universe at one time in its history, just 1 second in its history. That demon, in theory, should be able to use Newton's laws to predict every other moment in the universe, predict the entire future of the universe. And that was extended in the 19th century by psychologists into something called psychic determinism, which said that perhaps you could even read people's minds if you knew all the particles in the universe. You could predict everything, not just in the world of matter, but in the world of the mind. But there's a flaw with that, actually two flaws. One was discovered in the past few decades, and that's called the butterfly effect, that you can have a system of equations that is very precise, but somehow if you plug in just a slightly different initial condition, meaning a slightly different starting number, you get very, very different results. And that's called the butterfly effect because imagine something like the weather being affected by the flapping of a butterfly's wings if the equations are sensitive enough. But an even stronger objection to the Newtonian world is the world of quantum physics, which is only about 100 years old, less than 100 years old, but it was a remarkable revolution in our understanding because it said that things like position, location, and speed are not fundamental. They're not built in, but rather they're things that you measure, and you can only measure them with probability, not exactly. And those measurements come from something called a quantum wave function, which is the fundamental thing. And the quantum wave function is a bit like a black box. You don't know what's inside it. You can only tap on it and try to figure out what the results are if you take particular observations. But you can't always take all the observations, all the measurements precisely at once. For example,
okay, now, you say that everything is based on probabilities. So Einstein, of course, hated that idea and said that God does not play dice with the world. The world is not based on probabilities and chance. And so Schrodinger, one of the founders of the quantum theory, came up with an objection called the Schrodinger cat problem. So explain to us the cat problem, because many people think the cat problem has the essence of the quantum paradox and the essence of why modern technology and modern civilization is based on it. So explain to us the cat.
So the Schrodinger cat problem was a way of illustrating some of the strange details in quantum physics. One thing is separating out who's observing something and the actual experiment. And Schrodinger said, well, maybe it's not clear what exactly is the difference between something that's observing and something that's being observed, and why should the observer play a role? And he took this to absurd levels. He imagined a cat in a box and a vial of poison in the box that would be released.
Paul, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the craziest theory of all time, the quantum theory, and why you should care, why modern civilization depends upon this theory. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612- 564-8135. Ask a question and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're going to talk about the most bizarre theory in all of physics, but it's a sexy topic because lots of things are named after it now. You can't go into a New Age store without bumping into quantum therapy, quantum healing. In banks, there's even a quantum bank, for God's sake. But what is the quantum anyway? On one hand, we have the Newtonian world, the common sense world. The common sense world that says that you cannot be two places at the same time, you cannot walk through a brick wall, you're either dead or alive. Period. End of story. Well, then there's Heisenberg uncertainty, that you really don't know the location of an electron. Probabilities were then introduced in physics, and Einstein hated that concept. God does not play dice with the world, he said. Well, apparently Einstein was wrong. Transistors, lasers, the internet, GPS, all that depends upon the quantum theory. And to understand the quantum theory, it's good to understand the cat problem. So where we left off, we were just beginning to discuss with Paul Halpern, author of the book Synchronicity and the Quantum Labyrinth, the cat problem, which was originally devised by Schrodinger to demolish this probabilistic interpretation, but it really goes to the crux of the matter. How can you be dead and alive simultaneously? So, Paul, explain to us the cat problem.
So Schrodinger imagined an absurd situation in which a cat is placed in a box along with a vial of poison and a Geiger counter, which detects radiation, and a radioactive sample that would decay with a certain probability, let's say 50%, within a given amount of time. So it had a 50-50 chance of decaying. Now, in quantum physics, that seemed perfectly normal for a radioactive sample or something very small in the particle world to be in a situation where it had a 50-50 chance of being decayed or not decayed. And we call that a superposition, which is a mixture of states. So the radioactive sample is a mixture of decayed and not decayed until we take a measurement with a Geiger counter. Well, Schrodinger added the fact that the Geiger counter would trigger the vial of poison to be broken and released to kill the cat. Now, everything is placed in a closed box, so nobody takes an observation. So Schrodinger said, until somebody takes a measurement, they don't know if the sample is decayed or not decayed, so it's in a mixed state. Therefore, the cat is in a zombie-like mixture of being alive and dead until we open up the box and take a measurement. Now, Schrodinger was not cruel to cats. In fact, he didn't have a cat. He actually had a dog. But Schrodinger didn't have a hatred of cats. He just liked to come up with the craziest situations to show people so that they would say, aha, quantum mechanics must be incomplete. Well, the surprising thing is that quantum mechanics is complete, and it's very predictive, and that Schrodinger was wrong, that that quantum mechanics is right in terms of predicting superpositions. But the reason... Yes.
Now, Einstein hated the quantum theory because he said that the cat is either dead or alive, independent of whether you open the box to take a look. The quantum theorist said that before you open the box, the cat really is in a state of neither dead or alive. So then the question is, well, if a tree falls in a forest and there's no one there to observe the tree or hear the tree fall in the forest, maybe it didn't fall at all. Maybe the hearing process determines whether the tree fell or not. Well, most people think that's a stupid philosophy. Of course the tree fell. It either fell or didn't fall. But the quantum theory is worse. Worse, the quantum theory says that if you can't watch the tree could be in any possible state. That is, toothpicks, a log cabin, plywood, crushed, burnt, ash. Before you look at a tree, it could be in any state. And when you look at the tree, it suddenly becomes a toothpick, many toothpicks. So how do you resolve this question?
Well, Einstein tried in his later years to come up with a theory of everything that would supersede quantum mechanics and explain everything deterministically. That is, going back to the Newtonian idea that the past, present, and future are all connected without probability, because he hated the idea of dice rolling. But unfortunately for him, and fortunately for quantum measurements, there is dice rolling involved. And the other thing that Einstein didn't like was the idea that particles would not know what they are and how they were about to be measured until the measurement is taken. He thought that a particle should know instantly that it's in a certain position and a certain speed until a measurement's taken. Well, that turns out not to be the case. You have to take the measurement first, and then suddenly the particle instantly knows what position, state, or what speed it is because of the type of measurement that's taken, which is very, very strange.
Now, why should someone who is into philosophy and New Age even care? Because there is another interpretation, which I don't necessarily adhere to, but the other interpretation is that observation determined existence. Observation requires consciousness. Therefore, there are some people, and I don't necessarily agree with them, that say that consciousness determines existence. That our very consciousness, our thinking, our desires, we can make, in some sense, wishes come true. Now, isn't that a distortion of the cat problem?
I think that that is a misinterpretation of quantum physics because, first of all, quantum physics takes place on a particle level, and it is very strict in terms of what measurements can be taken, what measurements cannot be taken, and what the results will be. So you have a fairly predictable range of results. You don't know the exact result, but you have a range with a certain probability. So it doesn't exactly say that anything can happen. So if you wish something, it might happen. That's not what quantum mechanics is saying.
Okay, now let's talk about Carl Jung, the famous psychoanalyst, along with Sigmund Freud. And he believed in something called synchronicity. And usually in physics, we have something called cause and effect. But if everything is probabilistic, then the question is cause and effect also probabilistic? And synchronicity is when you, let's say you think of somebody like Joe, and all of a sudden Joe calls you on the telephone, and you say to yourself, I was just thinking about him. Is that a coincidence? I think about Joe, and he calls. I'm psychic. So tell us now about the concept of synchronicity and the cat problem.
Well, Carl Jung was a psychoanalyst, and he broke with Freud because Freud thought that things happen to the individual, and Jung's innovation was something called the collective unconsciousness. He thought that somehow people's minds are linked up in some manner, perhaps through evolution or some commonality. But Jung was spurred into thinking about these ideas by meeting with Einstein in the 1910s in Zurich. They both lived in the city of Zurich. Einstein was teaching there briefly, and Jung was a psychoanalyst there. And they had discussions, and Jung realized that general relativity allows for signals that not only to go into the future, but you could theoretically have signals going into the past if you set things up right. We haven't seen those things, but theoretically that could be possible. So Jung wondered if you could have interactions that happen simultaneously rather than taking time, and that spurred him to think about synchronicity and other ideas.
Now, the average physicist would say, bah, humbug, synchronicity is an accident. That is, 9 times out of 10, you think about people and they never call you on the telephone. Never. But 1 time out of 10, you do think of somebody and he calls you on the phone and you say, I'm psychic. I thought about him and he called. However, there was a physicist called Wolfgang Pauli, Nobel Prize winner, and one of the founders of the quantum theory, in fact, one of the giants of quantum physics. You write about him, and what was his attitude? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to talk about demolishing everything you thought you knew about common sense. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on 100 radio stations and ask a question to a scientist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News. We have a potential update on a stimulus bill, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says it's up to lawmakers to help struggling Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. Meadows, outside the White House, says there's an impasse with Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on COVID-19 aid.
Wouldn't $1.3 trillion of aid that goes largely to agreed upon and shared goals of helping people that are hurting the most, $1.3 trillion of aid, she said no to. She would rather have zero and keep it at 2.2.
The most intense hurricane to hit Louisiana in over a century has left at least six people dead, hundreds of thousands of people without power, and numbers of homes and buildings in ruins. Laura, which has now been downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane with winds over 150 miles an hour, is expected to weaken to a tropical depression as it moves toward the East Coast. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about one of the craziest theories in all of science, a theory that defies common sense and everything you knew about reality. We think we have a good grasp on reality. We think that a rock is a rock is a rock. End of story. You cannot be two places at the same time. You cannot walk through walls. You cannot be dead or alive. But you see, if you're an electron, you can be two places at the same time. And that's why we have laser beams. That's why we have GPS. That's why you hear my voice. That's why we have modern electronics. Precisely because electrons can be two places at the same time. In fact, modern civilization as we know it depends upon electrons being two places at the same time. But if electrons can do it, why can't we? If electrons can be in another state of neither here nor there, why can't we also be in another state between here and there? And what does that mean about causality, cause and effect, the foundation of all of common sense? Well, there was a physicist, Wolfgang Pauli, profiled in the book Synchronicity, who actually did entertain some rather mystical, bizarre thinking about quantum theory and synchronicity. So in your book, Synchronicity, you talk about Carl Jung, the philosopher and, of course, psychoanalyst who believed in synchronicity, but a hard-nosed physicist called Wolfgang Pauli also shared some of these ideas. How could that be?
Well, Pauli was notorious for being very hard-headed and very critical, and he was nicknamed the Horrible Pauli or the Scourge of God by one physicist because he was always critical of other physicists' theories. But ironically, he met Jung and he turned to mystical ideas, which is very strange. But what happened was, around 1930, he had a life crisis. A few things happened to him which jolted him, and he was very sensitive inside, and these led him to seek psychoanalysis, and the psychoanalysis was with an assistant of Carl Jung and eventually with Jung himself. And the jolting events that happened to him is, first of all, his father had an affair, and his mother committed suicide, sadly, and then Pauli got married, and his first wife was in love with the chemist. And Pauli knew that when they got married, but she continued to see the chemist, and then finally they got divorced after only about a year. And Pauli said, if she ran off with a bullfighter, I'd understand that, but running off with a chemist, my God. So made him very depressed, especially about women, and he sought counseling, and his meeting Jung led him to discover synchronicity and some of the other ideas of Jung.
And so what was Wolfgang Pauli's thinking of synchronicity, which defies the usual understanding of cause and effect, which in turn is the foundation of all of science?
Well, Pauli believed strongly in the idea of symmetry. Things can be connected not just through cause and effect, but through symmetry. So an example of that is a mirror image. If you're standing in front of a mirror, then there's a mirror symmetry, so the reflection looks exactly the same as you. So if you do something, your reflection is doing exactly the same thing. And that kind of symmetry happens in the particle world. For example, two electrons can have
a connection. Okay, Paul, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Synchronicity, and also The Quantum Labyrinth, about the most bizarre, strangest theory in all of science, and it only has one thing going for it, and that is, it is correct. You're talking about the quantum theory, and this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to ask a question on national radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to blow your mind away because all of us have an understanding of common sense. All of us think we have a pretty good handle on the world as it exists. That is, a second on the Earth is a second on the Moon. You cannot walk through brick walls. You cannot communicate with dead people, you can, either dead or alive. You cannot be two places at the same time. Over time, we've accumulated a whole list of common sense ideas. The problem is that some of them are wrong. That at the atomic level, things break causality. I mean, they break common sense all the time. But we are made out of particles. And if particles can do it, then why can't we? So in other words, if there's a probability that you could be dead and alive simultaneously, then the next question that a lot of people ask is Elvis Presley still alive in another universe? So let me ask you that question. Is Elvis Presley still alive in another universe?
Well, strangely enough, there are theories of what's called a multiverse or parallel universes. And there are many different types of those kinds of theories. But one of them is in quantum physics, and that's called the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. And that was developed by a graduate student of John Wheeler who heard a talk by Einstein. And Einstein asked the question, in quantum physics, what if a mouse takes the measurement? Should that give you a result just like a human? And Everett was so stunned by that question that he began to challenge Niels Bohr, who was one of the fathers of quantum mechanics, and say, well, maybe you don't need an observer. And he tried to think of a way around it. And the way he thought is that every time there's a measurement, the universe splits into many different copies of itself, and the human mind splits as well, so that you have somebody thinking that they're in one of the parallel universes, while another version would think that they're in another of the parallel universes where a different outcome occurs. It's mind-blowing, and many physicists don't believe in it, but there are a sizable minority who do believe in that idea.
Okay, well, on Science Fantastic, we had a Nobel Prize winner, Steve Weinberg, on the show, and I asked him that question of, can you be dead and alive simultaneously? And he answered the following. He said that, well, in our world, everything vibrates. For example, a radio is tuned to one frequency, but there's all these vibrations of all the other radio stations in your living room, but your radio is only tuned to one frequency. So he says that in your room, we have all the wave functions of all possible universes. Dinosaurs, pirates, space aliens, all these bizarre wave functions in your living room, but you're not tuned to them, that you're not vibrating at the same frequency. Therefore, you have decohered. You cannot enter a world of dinosaurs because we no longer vibrate at the same frequency. So in other words, in one frequency, Elvis Presley could still be alive, but you can't talk to him. We cannot interact with them because we are vibrating at a different frequency. So he believed in a many worlds interpretation. I work in string theory, and string theory in turn is defined in the multiverse. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I know that a lot of theorists are very excited about the possibility of many worlds or the idea of a multiverse just because it resolves a number of questions that are theoretical. For example, you don't have to have a human observer. Everything just happens on its own. Everything flows. You just have, instead of a single flow, like a single river, you have branches, and those branches continue without any interruption. So nobody has to take a measurement. So that makes sense because it's self-consistent. And I once talked to another well-known physicist, Bryce DeWitt, and he said, well, that's the only game in town because otherwise you need to add in humans into the mix and it doesn't make sense. On the other hand, when he first confronted Everett's ideas, he was blown away by the multitude, how many different universes you would need. You would need billions and billions of possibilities of different types of universes that would be very, very slightly different from each other. So philosophically, it's very hard to conceive
of. Paul, we have to take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out all the radio stations that carry Science Fantastic and also the Internet. So let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the most useful, the most profound, and the most bizarre theory in all of science, the quantum theory.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Paul Halpern, Professor of Physics at the University of the Sciences in Philadelphia, author of a new book, Synchronicity, The Epic Quest to Understand the Quantum Nature of Cause and Effect, and another book, The Quantum Labyrinth, How Richard Feynman and John Wheeler Revolutionized Time and Reality. Well, we talked about the many worlds theory, which is gaining more acceptance. I personally believe in the many worlds theory, working in something called string theory, which gives you a landscape of possible universes. But there's another point of view to the extreme. The other point of view was given to us by Eugene Wigner, winner of the Nobel Prize, one of the fathers of the atomic bomb. And Eugene Wigner says that if you need an observer to establish whether or not a cat is alive or dead, then who establishes the observer? Well, somebody has to look at you. Somebody has to look at you looking at the cat to determine that you exist. Well, who looks at the observer? Somebody looks at him, looks at him, looks at him, looks at the cat. But who looks at him or her? In fact, you get an infinite sequence. An infinite sequence of observers watching observers watching observers until finally one of them looks at the cat. And then he says, who puts the whole thing together? Some kind of God. And so Eugene Wigner dabbled in Indian philosophy and came up with cosmic consciousness that makes the cat alive or dead. So what do you think about the opposite point of view? On one hand, we have many worlds, an infinite number of parallel universes. On the other hand, we have an infinite number of observers going all the way out to God. What are your thoughts?
Well, a number of quantum physicists wrestled with that question in the 1920s and 1930s. And not just Wigner, but also Niels Bohr and many others, John von Neumann. They wondered if we could somehow separate the world of the observers from the world of the quantum. And unlike Wigner, Niels Bohr, whose philosophy became known as the Copenhagen interpretation, said, well, perhaps we can talk about observers living in a kind of Newtonian world, in a world in which cause and effect operates, and that the quantum world is kind of a black box that's mysterious, but we should not really probe it, just look at what kind of results we get and divide the two things into the world of consciousness and human observation and the material world. But Pauli himself, along with Jung in his discussions, thought that perhaps there needed to be a unified theory of not just matter, but also the mind, that perhaps somehow the universe and consciousness needed to be explained by a single theory that explains how consciousness is connected as well as material things are connected in a kind of entanglement or long-distance connection between things.
So what do you think? You've interviewed a lot of physicists for different points of view, all the way from Eugene Wigner's point of view of a cosmic consciousness, all the way out to the many worlds theory of an infinite number of parallel universes. What are your thoughts in terms of where most physicists are? Are some physicists simply just people like mixing a recipe in a cookbook? They don't care where the cookbook came from. They just use the cookbook. What are your thoughts?
Well, I strongly believe in the scientific method, and I know that quantum physics is very successful in explaining technology and in explaining the world around us, and it's extremely useful, things like superconductivity, the laser, quantum tunneling, and explains so much in nature. And science is getting better, and experiments are getting more and more precise. So what I see as the future is being able to test all of these possibilities using highly precise quantum measurements to be able to track things down to a mere fraction of a second, a fraction of a nanosecond, and to try to track exactly what's happening when you take a measurement of a particle. And excitingly, there are physicists out there who are trying to track things that were thought to be spontaneous and actually finding that they can plot what happens during quantum transitions and see it on a screen and say, well, okay, well, that's what's going on there. And I think that within the next couple of decades, we'll be able to distinguish between the different possibilities and come up with a theory of what happens when we take a measurement of a quantum phenomenon. So I think it's going to come from very, very careful observations.
Well, we're running out of time, but let me ask you a quick question about entanglement. Synchronicity, of course, goes to the heart of cause and effect. But in quantum theory, if I have two electrons and they vibrate together, they're very close, they vibrate in unison, and separate them, there's an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord that emerges, which is invisible, connecting the two electrons that used to be vibrating coherently in phase. And if you separate them to the ends of the universe, if you touch one, the other one in some sense senses that its twin is also being touched, and that sensing can travel faster than the speed of light. Well, Einstein, of course, hated that idea, but the experiment has been done, and Einstein was wrong. So explain to us a little bit about entanglement in the last few minutes that we have on Science Fantastic.
Well, that's real synchronicity, and Einstein derided that as mind reading, but that actually happens. Einstein came up with a thought experiment where you take two electrons that are in the same state, the same location, and we know that the two of them must have one difference, and that difference is called spin, which is how the electron faces when it's in a magnetic field. So one might be spin up, the other spin down, but until you take a measurement, you don't know what their spins are. But if you separate them widely, if you measure one of them as being spin up, the other one must instantaneously and automatically be spin down.
Okay, Paul, unfortunately we have run out of time, but thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
And once again, the book is called Synchronicity by Paul Halpern, The Epic Quest to Understand the Quantum Nature of Cause and Effect. And another great book, The Quantum Labyrinth, How Richard Feynman and John Wheeler Revolutionized Time and Reality. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about how science can revolutionize your life.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.